Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
The Bible records for us many great characters, but probably none is more beloved than John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus who came for the purpose of preparing his way. Yet there was a time in John's life when his faith, it seems, began to waver. We're going to begin our study today by looking at that account when he actually began to doubt whether or not Jesus of Nazareth was in fact the Christ. We know in John chapter 1, verse 29, that John very confidently affirmed, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." But his faith was not always that strong. In Matthew chapter 11, we read of a time when John was in prison, and it seems his faith had begun to waver. He sent disciples to Jesus and asked whether or not he was in fact the Christ, or should they look for one to come after him. Jesus replied in verses 4 and 5 of Matthew 11 that his miracles, his works, did speak for him and showed that he was in fact the Christ. Then he gives a word of hope and a word of warning in verse 6 of Matthew 11, where we read, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." The key word in this verse is whosoever. This means that not only could John be blessed, but I can be blessed. But not only did John need to take warning to not be offended in Christ, but I also need to take warning to not be offended in Christ. This is the title of our lesson. See, just as John had to guard against that, we have to guard against it today. We have to make sure that we are not offended. Long ago, the prophet Isaiah, known to us as the Messianic prophet, wrote regarding this matter. For we read the words, "And he shall be for a sanctuary." This is speaking of the Christ. "But for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, and for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and snared and be taken." Isaiah chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. These words were spoken of the Christ, and it said many would fall and be broken and snared and be taken. See, Isaiah looked forward to a time not only when the children of Israel of old, but when the Jews of Jesus' day would reject him. Paul speaks of the fulfillment of this event in the past tense. In Romans chapter 9, verses 31 through 33, we read, "But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone." That stumbling stone is the Christ. "As it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Jesus was given to all as the rock on which we are to build, but many, rather than building on Christ, stumble over him. They are offended by him. God knew that such would be the case. Notice again the words of Isaiah. "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste." Isaiah 28 and verse 16. God provided us a foundation, and in doing so, he provided one that is tried, precious, and sure, and we must build our lives on that foundation. I know that that's God's intention, because Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 5, "Ye also as lively stones, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed." 1 Peter 2, verses 5 through 8. You see, Jesus was to be a foundation, but many did not accept him, and chose to make a foundation of their own. In doing so, they were offended at the Christ. They stumbled over him. And we're going to look quickly at a couple of groups of people from his time who were offended by the Christ. The first are those who were the religious leaders of his day. Jesus addressed the Jewish religious leaders in Matthew chapter 15 when he said, "Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias the prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15, verses 7 through 9. We also notice down in verse 12 that then came his disciples and said, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Matthew 15 and verse 12. Jesus was setting down a very important principle for us here. We are not to water down the truth, even if it offends people. He did not, because he knew that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, as he spoke in John chapter 8 and verse 32. But not only were the religious leaders of his day offended at him, but his own neighbors, the people among whom he grew up. If you turn to Mark chapter 6, you can read of Jesus returning to his home. And I know that he must have been excited to have the opportunity to reveal himself to those who had seen him grow up, to show them that he was the salvation of God come down to man. But he was not received in the way that we might think. If we begin our reading in verse 1 of chapter 6, we read, And he went out from thence, and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Now, if we stopped right there, we would say that's a fitting tribute to the Christ. That they did in fact accept him as he was, Jesus the Son of God. But that's not where they stopped. They didn't simply praise wisdom and works, but rather they questioned the wisdom and works. Notice the next phrase, Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. You see, they didn't expect someone from their community to be the Christ. Notice that Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and his own house. It's been said that they believed in the far-off Savior. They were convinced that the King of the Jews couldn't come from such simple and humble beginnings, that he had to be something mystical and magical, something from afar off that they hadn't seen before. The simplicity of the Christ, his humble beginnings, caused them to stumble, caused them to be offended at him. We know that the doctrine of Christ has always been one of simplicity. It was then, and it is now, today. We might conclude then with this passage, Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me, and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Mark chapter 8 and verse 38. We may live in times when it is difficult to stand as a light and show Christ to the world. But if we do not stand before the world and show that we believe in Jesus the Christ, the Jesus of Nazareth, the Jesus that the Bible shows us, if we do not, then he will be ashamed of us in that last day when he comes in glory with his holy angels. Are you offended by Jesus? It may seem like a very strange question to you, but I think you can see now that there are many of his day who were offended by him. The religious leaders of his day were tradition-bound and would not accept the things that he taught and did not believe in him. They stumbled over the Christ, and therefore we say that they were offended. The Bible says they were offended. The people that he grew up around, his own neighbors, expected something to come from far away, not something simple and humble like their community, and therefore they also stumbled and were offended by the Christ. I hope that's not the case with us today, but rather that we will accept the Jesus that the Bible presents, that we'll love him, and that we will obey him and not stumble at his teachings.